class in taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. I'm happy because I got John Nichols live from the Memorial Union on the phone. He's apparently tipping them back with Manu Raju, all the important people at the union. But we appreciate you sticking around for a few more minutes, John. Got to ask you about these speeches. And I saw Godlewski's speech. I thought it was very good. I saw Mandela's speech. I thought it was very good. But I thought Tom Nelson's speech was perhaps the best one of all. And he used the props, the spotted cow. He was the good Wisconsin beer. And, you know, everyone else was Bud Light. I felt it was evocative. John, do you think anybody cares about the Sunday morning speeches, though?
Well, the Democrats screwed up, right? And you should have had the speeches on Saturday, you know, like afternoon, and then you do the straw poll, right? Because then you can get a flavor of, you know, how people respond. Maybe somebody really does dazzle the room and those numbers shift. Instead, they started doing the straw poll a day before the speeches. And so you end up in this kind of messed up situation where it's not really a measure of how good or how bad one candidate did. It's basically, you know, name recognition, some of the other, you know, basics within the Democratic, you know, base voters, which is obviously convention goers. So Democrats screwed up in that regard. With that said, there's no question in my mind that Tom Nelson gave the blowout speech. And I'll tell you why. When I go to a convention, I sit in the back of the room, usually to the side. I don't want to be up front. I don't want to be in a good position where, you know, you kind of get all the excitement of it. I want to be, you know, away from where the action is and see if anybody catches the whole room, right? That they get people in the back rows excited. The one candidate who got up there and started out with a just okay response, that's Nelson. He came on stage. He got, you know, a smattering of nice applause, but nothing overwhelming. The one candidate who, in the course of his speech, got the whole room excited, cheering, applauding, laughing, the whole bit, was Nelson. There's no question of that. And you got to give him that due because he started out without that. And so that's a very significant speech. The other candidate who I think started out with more of the room and kept the room was Godlewski, right? And I think her address really did, it resonated, it worked. When she walked off stage, there were people on their feet cheering, and it was very, very effective. I thought Alex Lazary gave a decent speech, but not one that electrified the
room. I felt he fell flat, John. You're nice.
Yeah, that's right.
It seemed like I'm his nice first big speech.
Yeah, and it was just okay. Mandela Barnes gave a speech to a room that liked him already, and he kept that good feeling. But I don't know that he advanced himself a whole lot there. You know what I mean? It was a solid speech. It wasn't, you know, one that totally electrified everything, but in a sense, he's the front runner. More and more, that seems to be the case. And so he held his face, and that's fine. That's good. So I guess the way to understand this, the way to have a perspective on it, is that anybody who was there saying, you know, who's got some populist energy, who can really, you know, charge up a room? I think Nelson got some points on that. The reality, of course, is that this room isn't just looking for populism. The room is also looking for who they think can actually beat Ron Johnson. And I would say in that case, again, I am not always telling you that Godlewski does everything right, but I do think she sort of hit that sweet spot on Sunday. And that was good for her.
You know, interestingly, John, maybe only to me, but I've been the first one to greet two of the candidates as they've left the stage after giving very big convention speeches. One was Mary Burke back in 2014. And as fate would have it, she and I bumped into each other as she was coming off stage. And I was probably looking for the bar. But she asked me how she did. And I gave her a solid B. And she seemed a little crestfallen, but she was no better than a B. And I saw Tom Nelson. What's that?
Yeah. Every candidate wants an A.
Well, she didn't get an A until she conceded. That was the best speech of her life, sadly, in concession.
Bad timing.
I saw Tom Nelson, And immediately after he came off the stage, he's still holding his prop. He's got his Bud Light. He's got his Spotted Cow. And I gave him the old shoulder tap, and I said, hell of a speech, Tom. And Tom looked at me, and he got a big grin. And as fate would have it, John, I now have the prop Spotted Cow.
No way.
I've got it in my hand right now, man. I have the Spotted Cow. Tom handed it to me. It was a little early for beer, so I stuck it in my shorts pocket, and I took it home.
Well, I can tell you that Monaraj is drinking Spotted Cow right now, so give him his due.
Excellent choice.
So here's the deal. We could talk about all the speeches. We could talk about all the dynamics of it. We don't have a lot of time, so let's get down to the bottom line. Last week was the pivotal week in the Senate race. It was the turning point week where this race had a lot of speculation, a lot of theories started to get serious and started to get real. The winner of the week was Mandela Barnes. He got two poll victories, right? He got the Marquette poll, which put him 6 points ahead. Very nice finish, very nice position. And he got a very narrow win in the straw poll at the convention. Both of those are consequential surveys. They both give a little bit of energy. They both give something. Mandela Barnes got both of those. He also got some major union endorsements. SEIU, he's got AFSCME on board now. So Barnes is clearly emerging as the front runner. The other person who got something out of the week, I think, was Sarah Godlewski, because even though she was down in the Marquette poll, she did very, very well in a straw poll. And she's really harnessed a lot of this energy as regards the Roe decision. The person who I think took a little bit of a hit last week was Alex Lazary, who I think a lot of people thought would emerge as the first place finisher in the Marquette poll because he'd been moving up in previous polls. And if his trajectory had continued, he would have been in first place. It didn't happen. Barnes held the lead there. And also, frankly, his finish in the straw poll at the convention was quite weak. It wasn't all that impressive. And so it's not to say that Lazary's out of the running by any means. He is by far the best finance candidate, and he's actually developed into a pretty good one-on-one candidate. He is very good on talking to people, reaching out to folks.
I'm so sorry, John. We got to leave it there. Spotted Cows for all my friends. I'm buying. I owe you, John. I owe you. Come back. More Devils.
Well, they're doing far more than dismissing me.